On Tuesday morning here on Breakfast, we like to talk about some of the great think shows that we have on 2SER. They encourage you to think. Think about health, think about sustainability, or in this case, think about the digital futures that await us. Shane Anderson is producing and hosting some of these think programs. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
What are we talking about today?
So we're talking about something that is pretty cool. We're going to talk about data sonification.
Data sonification.
Sonification, yeah. So basically turning data or information into sounds.
Okay, so a different kind of way of interpreting data?
Yeah, so there's so many different ways of going about it. So basically this episode is all about exploring what the future might sound like. And in terms of research that's happening at the moment, there's a whole heap of really interesting people who are working on translating data points into things that you can hear. And now this kind of sounds like it might be a fun novelty thing, turning your scientific research into music. But actually, there's some really cool things people are doing with it. And I've got a little sample to play for you.
All right, going to have a little play of this and we're going to find out what this is after. What on earth was that?
I love the way it fades out at the end. It sounds like an 80s kind of synth pop melody.
Yeah, it really does.
But actually, it's this piece of music from a guy called Mark Temple at the University of Western Sydney. And he sonified DNA.
That was DNA.
So that was the sound of DNA. Well, an interpretation of the sound of DNA. And if you hear that little bit near the start where it just goes, chops up a little bit, it's like, do, that's actually a mutation in the DNA. So he found that if you can plot DNA codes into different sounds, then you can hear when there's a mutation. And it's really, really cool.
It is really cool because we talk a lot about data visualization, about finding ways that we can interpret data in a more kind of naturalistic way. This seems like a really smart way of doing, you know, the audio equivalent of visualization.
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of things we can get out of hearing them that we don't quite get from seeing them. And the interesting thing about that is that it's already happening. So data sonification, you think of things like when you hit the button to cross the road and you hear the pedestrian noise and you immediately react, you know that you can cross, but no one's telling you, you're just picking up the sound and interpreting the data. And it's the same like in a hospital with a heart rate monitor.
Yep.
That beeping that you're hearing isn't the actual sound of your heart. It's a machine interpreting a data point into a sound, and we automatically know just from hearing it what it means.
That is amazing.
It's a really interesting way of kind of conveying research. And this can have all different kinds of potentials. So people can do it for like novelty value. For example, when I was researching this on YouTube, the very academic search engine.
Oh, I love citing YouTube in my papers. It's fantastic.
Someone had made a sonification of Trump's lies.
Whoa.
So it's just for fun, right? A cute little kind of ditty.
Is it?
Yeah, Trump lies a lot. We all know that. It's just a cool novelty thing. But then also people are using it for things like charting DNA. People are using it to interpret waves coming from telescopes to hear what planets might sound like as a way of being able to pick up radio waves, and they can use it to detect anomalies. So rather than a huge mass of information on a piece of paper, if you can hear it, you can pick up when there's a difference.
That is really intriguing. This is going to be the stupidest question. How do you decide what this stuff is going to sound like?
Well, Nick, there are no stupid questions on digital futures. I have asked them all already. So the interesting thing about it is it's arbitrary, right? So people choose what to assign to a particular piece of data. So this is also its kind of downside, because if we're choosing what things sound like, we're choosing it from within our own frame of reference. So a lot of the data sonification I'm going to hear is based on things like Western musical timescales and how I think music should sound. So there's a lot going on here to unpack. Yeah.
So in other words, we could have like, you know, DNA translated into duck quacks if that's what we wanted.
Totally. I mean, I'm in thinking about...
Why duck quacks, Nick? Why duck quacks? I don't know. Go on.
I'm thinking about all different genres you could sonify into, because a lot of people tend to do it into like electronic music.
Of course.
Or the people that are doing it for an emotional point tend to go for classical music. I'm totally down for like some hip-hop sonifications.
Really?
Some like spoken word sonifications.
Like some beatbox sonifications.
Beatbox, a cappella. I mean, there's a lot of potential. If anyone's interested in doing an a cappella sonification, please do it. I'm not going to help you, but do it.
What about the Tap Dogs version of data sonification?
I don't know what Tap Dogs is. You lost me at duck quacks.
All right, never mind. Sorry. So this is actually going to be so good for radio. I cannot wait to actually hear this episode. Where can I listen to it?
So you can hear it at 6:30 p.m. tonight on 2SER. You can also get the podcast version. So you can get it off iTunes if you search Think Digital Futures. We've got a SoundCloud. There's so many ways you can listen to it.
So many ways to do it. Of course, you can just go to 2SER.com. It'll be there. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to talk more Think programming this time next week.